There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Yo!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer. So I'll have a couple on the way, calling up the boys. No one said you're in charge, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to
hey,
for
hey,
hey,
hey.
Got the evening taken with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
it for a
life.
And all three in the drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockaback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a life.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a life.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffany.
Hi.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. Good to be back in studio. You know, we were doing at Bible camp. We're at day camp all week long. We're
yeah, you had
LA
to behave out there because you guys
yeah.
aren't used to live. You're used to a little bit of a delay on that happy hour show. Notice I didn't attend for that very reason.
Yeah.
We need a delay when Drew's on the show. That's why on Saturday, that's why I get the Saturday night show. I think they figure everybody's at the bar and nobody's really listening. I know you're out there listening. I love my listeners. We appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, we do get a little foul-mouthed. And the Monday through Friday, that drive time show, Sean can usually bleep it out or edit it or cut it. Well, when you guys are running live.
We're flying without a net.
Yes, that's exactly right. Plus, I got to get down to Royal Oak, got to see the Corktown Popes.
Nice.
And Stone Clover.
I know. I'm so jealous. Yeah, I saw
yeah.
the pictures.
That was a phenomenal show. We're going to play some of their stuff tonight. We got a whole Power Pack night coming up, but I'm curious to see. I'm expecting Father John. I'm sure he's going to be chiming in any minute because I had to loan him the station van.
That's
week.
What happened.
Yeah.
In the group text, everybody was just like,
where's
van's
the van?
Been stolen.
Yeah, where's... No, I had to loan it to Father John. I sent Sean a message, but, you know...
Oh, there he is. Hang on a second. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
There he is.
Well, we're doing okay, Father. Doing okay. We had lots of peaks and valleys this week. We had the situation where we lost, but didn't forget about our dear Sinead O'Connor. I know that she wasn't in good graces with the church, but I think really she was probably just speaking the truth ahead of her time.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, people are entitled to their opinions.
Yeah. And she sure did share hers out outright, but that's okay. You know, the funny thing was, here in the United States, Father, whenever something like that happens, you always see all the posts of the well-wishing, and then you see a whole list of people who talk about all the bad things that they've done, and they do nothing but bash them. And on all the posts from the UK and from Ireland and some of these other countries that I follow and that I see, can I tell you not one person had one bad thing to say about her?
I don't have anything bad to say. She can have her own opinion.
Yeah. Well, so how was your week, Father?
Well, it wasn't too bad. You know, I had some really warm weather the other day, but, you know, it was all right. You know, my garden seems to be all right right now. Pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I think we left all them animals. I think those bees are going to pollinate everything, and your flowers are going to be glorious. It's going to be good. And I got to catch Adam up, too. Father had to fill in at the neighboring parish because the priest was out ill.
Yeah.
And so Father had to go over there, so I loaned him the station van.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, our bus was down. But now listen, while you brought it up, I've got to talk to you about.
Well, I wanted to tell the guys because, I mean, the van just disappeared and I didn't want them to think, you know, that someone stole it.
Well, you know, that's probably good. You know, but I'm telling you, that van stunk to high heaven.
like body odor or what, Father?
No, the skunk. I had to look around see if there was one in there besides the liquor
around.
You know, geez, now, you know, try cleaning that damn thing up. Oh, excuse my language. I see you got me all wound up again. I tried cleaning that thing out, and you know, you're not going to believe what I found in there.
What was that, Father?
You don't even know how to say it. It was a used condom.
Adam, any ideas?
I have a baby. Obviously, I don't use condoms.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you, Drew, you're single.
Well, I don't hardly get to use the van. I normally drive my own vehicle. That's more for the remotes and the stations and the studio. But at least if you know it's from me, then it's clean.
Actually, I'm not even the one that found it. And you know what I could do is just go ahead and tell Sister Mary it was from you and just you would never do that to me again.
Oh, no, I definitely wouldn't. Yeah. No, that's for sure. You had Sister Mary try to clean out that stinky old van?
Yeah, sure. She come back walking. She looked at the look on her face. It was just complete disgust. what's the problem? She said, somebody, I know there's a skunk in there. Go look and see for me. Well, I did. I never saw no skunk. I saw them stinky bottles, though. She said, oh.
Well, if I'd have known, I'd have left some of them brownies in there for you guys.
Oh, now I'm confused. What the brownies and the skunk, what do they got to do with each other?
Oh, well, nothing. I just, you know, it didn't even occur to me. I'd want to keep Sister Mary in a good mood, that's all.
Oh, well, then, mate, those brownies do put her at. She sings and whistles and stuff. Doesn't sing well, but she sings.
She doesn't sing well. Yeah, she's, instead of sounding like a songbird, it's more like an old crow.
Well, pretty much.
Well, Father, I got a little kind of little Catholic joke.
Oh boy!
It's kind of about death a little bit. So what?
Well, let's...
What did the grape say when it got squashed to death?
The grape? I don't know.
Oh, it really didn't say too much. It just let out a little whine.
For Pete's sake! okay. You're in the devil's juice.
Nope, I'm not yet tonight. You probably can see the future, though. I think it's coming up.
Well, I believe it is, with that little joke you had there.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to call though, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Father, we should probably be letting you get on. It's supposed to cool down this week, and you didn't have to clean out the van, but we appreciate you doing so.
Well, I had you to put my people in it. I didn't want them riding around in something like that, for heaven's sake. It's crazy.
Well, at least you got them from point A to point B.
That we did. That we did. The bus is in the shop still.
Yeah, good. Okay. All right. Well, have a good night, Father.
Oh, you guys have a wonderful night, too.
Thank you, Father. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, guys.
Second walls, all of them got a wild walls. On the 42nd, marching to the booming wall. Some of them had tartan cruisers, some of them had nain at all. Some of them had kilts and sporters, marching to the booming wall. Some of them had nay at all. Some of them had green umbrellas marching to the broomy floor.
Saw ye the 42nd, saw ye them gone away. Saw ye the 42nd marching through the broomy floor.
reality sings. He's just a man, nothing more, nothing less, but nonetheless lives his life with every drop he bleeds.
Tira-lil, tira-lil, tira-lil-ra-lil-ra-lil, tira-lil, tira-lil-ra-lil.
Purge me of my sins with holy water from the bar. Oh, Father, purge me of my sins. Let's kneel inside confession stalls and whisper over bathroom walls. Oh, Father, where do I begin? Mead and whiskey, beer and scotch have left their marks and filled me with the dreaded burn. What makes me ill?
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Blarney Hour, where there's always Blarney going on, and there was just some going on at the end of that song. I know that split second to you folks sounded like 30 seconds, but...
No, I thought we were pretty good on it, but I was like, what's the next song? Oh, that's the last one, and I should stop bitching about the computer and do our jobs.
Yes, that's exactly right. Oh, well, no bitching here, nothing, but from the words of... Paulie from Stone Clover, who that was Detroit's own Stone Clover there.
Yeah.
From the words of him, no war here. It's just peace, love, and beer. That's what, apparently,
you,
that's
you saw Stone Clover. I'm so jealous right now.
It was such a good time, and they are such a grounded group of individuals. I mean, I got to take a photo with them at the end of the night.
You looked like you were part of the band. You were all in green. I think you were wearing your Scally, were you not?
I was one of them. Yeah, I sure was. Yeah. Yeah, no, and it was a real cool venue. You know, Royal Oak knows how to do it up for those concerts, and everybody was just real laid back. Lots of people, lots of kids. Paulie kept calling them tiny dancers because, man, they would get up and they were just grooving. He would get down there, and, you know, it's kind of crazy because here he is, arguably a Celtic punk band. And, you know, real fast play metal type stuff and a lot of stuff. And them kids would get out there, and they were, to them, it was just music. It didn't really matter if it was about booze or drinking or, you know, what the hangover, like, they didn't know, you know. I mean,
Mommy, what's whiskey?
Yeah, he was doing the Homer Simpson dance to Tequila, and the kids were just out there just eating it up, man. They're just dun, 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 you know, and I, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, that really cool. You know, I know that this wasn't the venue, but there's a venue here in Michigan called Freedom Hill, and I feel like that is where we were, because everybody was just whoever they were.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was even people who probably maybe didn't have homes who were there just sitting there enjoying it with their luggage or, you know, whatever they carry with them.
Right.
But it didn't matter. They were having a good time too. They had free ice cream for the kids, and there's a water park venue.
Awesome.
So much going on, and coming up, they got Arts, Beats, and Eats. That's going to be Labor Day weekend. Stone Clover's going to be there. They're going to be there for the Highland Games as well.
Nice.
And Paulie offered it up, and I'm holding him to it. This is a live broadcast, Paulie, that we're going to get first dibs on their new music that they're coming out, they're recording.
Yes.
And he's somewhat of a perfectionist. I mean, after the show, it was obvious to me. I had never seen him live prior to this, but I told him the whole band was tighter than a frog's ass on a lily pad. I mean, they were just right there.
Yep.
And he says, this is nothing. He says, normally we practice twice a week, and their fiddle player, she's something. You know, she was amazing. But yeah, real tight band, good music. But anyway, speaking of Arts, Beats, and Eats, should we pay the bills?
Let's pay those bills. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. The Sessions Concert Series is back at the Corona Road Bar, Saturday, August 12th. Three bands that I play on Sessions that you need to see live. Gutter Swamp, Hyper, and Crafted Conviction. It's all taking place Saturday, August 12th at the Corona Road Bar. No tickets, no cover. Come on in. Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. 9 o'clock start time, Saturday, August 12th. Hyper, Crafted Conviction, and Gutter Swamp. It's the Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Swiftla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftla.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stone's Throw Theater is pleased to present Pure Imagination. This is the final production for the Summer Musical Theater Camp, featuring all of our students after 3 weeks of learning the show and putting it together. This is Saturday, July 29th at 2 p.m. Lapeer High School. All seats $10. You can get those at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Oh my gosh, Cascaden Lounge, that's a party place as well. We had a good week. How was your week? I mean, you guys were broadcasting live.
It you know what? For me, doing my 9 to 5 and then going out there and then having an hour with the kid and then getting to sleep.
Makes you feel young again?
It's taxing on me, but I mean, at the end, I'm glad we did it because a lot of people now know about Solid State Radio.
Yeah.
We hand out the little handbills. I had all the shows on there, so a lot of people know about the Blarney Hour.
Sure.
So if we have any new listeners, just call and say hello, 810-433-2006, 810-433-2006. You don't have to request a song if you don't want to. Just say hello. We'd love to hear from you. But yeah, this is our third year doing it, and we're looking forward to it. Apparently, we're going to be doing something at Sanilac Sandusky Fest or something like that.
Well, you know, the Baloney Fest was this weekend too in Yale. If you'd have just went a block over to Yale, you could throw like baloney down a hill.
Reminds me of prom night.
No, that was in a tunnel.
So we do that, and then of course we're going to be broadcasting live in literally a couple of weeks outside Lapeer Days. We're going to be doing live Blarney Hour outside the Lyric Mall, so you can see the debacle that is the Blarney Hour live.
Wait a minute, I didn't schedule this one. It's going to be August. It's going to be hotter.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
I'm Irish for a reason.
Either going to be hotter or it's going to be 90 mile winds.
Well, I'm okay with that. Wind and rain, that's where our people come from. Yeah. That's how we get them 40 shades of green. Yeah. You know, in the wind and the rain, we spend a lot of time in
everybody's
the sheets.
Everybody's dug in for cover, and Drew's like, this is great. Yeah. I like that. Oh, was that thunder? Oh.
Cover your pint. Mind your P's and Q's, they say.
But yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun. You want to get back to the music?
Well, I actually heard a wedding toast this weekend.
No kidding.
Ironically, one that I think we need to toast to. I'm only doing this so that we can remember it. But yeah, because if I don't write them down or screenshot them, I can never remember anything anymore.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners were at a wedding this weekend or you got a wedding up and coming, we got a toast for you.
Sure.
So let's give them a minute to get their glasses. We'll just take a sip here while they're getting their glasses ready.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So everybody got your drinks ready?
Yep.
Everybody say aye.
Aye.
Okay. So this is a wedding toast, like I said. When someone gets married, your toast to them is, may all your ups and downs be under the sheets. Cheers.
I'll drink to that.
Here's Gaelic Storm right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Thank you, everybody.
Ho!
her every day. She was working at the 7-Eleven. He would buy 2 hot dogs or some nachos or a Slim Jim just so that he could see her pretty face. Then he got up the nerve to ask her out one day, and she replied flat out, no chance, no way. But in his mind, this is what he heard her say. Or something like that, cause he waited on the corner hour after hour, and he went back to his flat by himself and watched TV. But the very next day he tried again, and she replied, not if every other man on this earth were dead. But I swear, this is what he thought she said. Well, you'll meet me on the corner, I'll be wearing something free just for you. We'll be together forever. You may be the very best thing that's ever happened to me. Well, he could not help himself. Begged her just to listen to what he had to say. He said, beauty is only skin deep, it's what's inside that counts. She said, okay. So he told her all about how he likes to take long walks in the park, sunsets, riding motorcycles, watching foreign movies, reading books about lands that are far, far away, and how one day he's gonna travel around the world singing songs about places. Then finally she said the words that it heard in his head. She said, okay, shut up, I will meet you on the corner, I'll be wearing something pretty just for you. You can hold my hand, cause my cheek will be together forever. You may be the very best thing that's ever happened to me, best thing that's happened to me.
Sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park, and I nearly lost my will. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crashed a Trinity ball. She says, are we going home? I says, no. We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows. Hey! 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 Chasing rainbows.
She said she was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stevens Green. For a session? Ha! You know what I mean?
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out of our
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out of our
chasing rainbows.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
I've got a smile on my face and I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Oh, you know. Yeah, I win now, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, just got to say it's alright.
Genie seems on the corner, what keeps her from dying?
Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying.
Oh, you know. She might stumble if they push her out. She might fall, but she'll never lie down. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright. There's always some sorrow,
and it's a double-edged knife,
but there's always tomorrow, you know. It's up to you now if you sink or swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. End of the day, you just got to say,
I say,
hey, 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 it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright. Cause I've got a smile on my face, and I've got four walls around.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Mm-hmm.
living. Oh, 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 VP Insider. What a hell of a mixture. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Does this bus go to the Daniston Valley? Oh, 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 I'm looking for a lumber. Flower of the Gorbals. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, man, Mary, are you dancing? Oh, no, it's just that we aren't standing. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange. Your chances. Glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, man, Mary, can I run you home? Ho, 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 I've got a pair of sand shoes. You're a hell of a funny. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.
What have you done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here? I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Take me home to Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
I was sent to Camden Town.
Well, I was just a boy.
Well,
I track my way to joy.
Oi!
And now my life is fading fast and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar and you, my friend, I trust. Ah!
right, welcome back to the Blarney Hour. He's Adam Hairhuck, and I'm Drew Duffney right here on Solid State Radio.
What's going on, everybody?
My goodness, what a week it's been. Ups and downs, just like I said at the beginning of the show with Father John there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out doing your shopping, we had Christmas in July here. I know they had Prime Days. Well, we say Solid State Radio Days. So if you're looking for a new thong and you're not embarrassed about the placement of the microphone, come check out the Solid State Radio store where you can get yoga pants, you can get thongs, you can get ashtrays, athletic supporters. What if you want a place to put your chicken, let it be in a Solid State Radio piece of merchandise. All the proceeds go directly to us, and we promise you we will not let it go to waste.
There you go.
Anyway, a little bit of a somber note tonight. We do want to talk about the passing of one of our own, Sinead O'Connor. You know, I talked about it at the beginning of the show. In way too young, 56.
Yep.
And she had said towards the end of her time that she was never meant to be a pop star. She was a messenger.
Right.
And she just had that platform and used it. And if you look back and you actually think deeply about what she said and what she did, and then all of a sudden it all came to fruition, almost nothing wrong with what she did. You know, she just said what we all were thinking.
Yep.
You know, it's a struggle and it's a terrible thing. I mean, that there was a point she accused Bobby Brown of being Prince's drug dealer.
Yeah.
And what did Prince die of? An overdose.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. She called Miley Cyrus up at a young age and said, don't let Hollywood make you into a whore. Well, yep. All of a sudden we got the Blurred Lines video and some of the other outlandish stuff that has happened to Miley Cyrus's life. And I'm not saying anything bad about Miley Cyrus, but right. That is what, you know, she could almost see what was about to happen.
Yep.
You know, so if anything, she was clairvoyant. I mean, she made a difference in what she did. She said what she felt. And, you know, as many people may disbelieve this, God love her. You know,
right?
Because I bet he did. You know, that, you know, there was a lot of people that probably believed and thought exactly what she thought, but they just were embarrassed or afraid to say it. And she had a platform to say it. Now that's a regular thing.
Yep.
Now we have protesters out there doing it all the time. You know, it was unheard of when she did it. She was a pioneer in what she did. But anyway, so we're going to close out the show tonight. As far as the Blarney Hour goes, with a tribute to Sinead O'Connor by one of the songs that she did with the Chieftains. And the end show is going to be a song that Kris Kristofferson wrote about her. And after that, stick around for Solid State Sessions. But Sinead, if you're listening, I guess your Requiem bell has finally tolled.
To a sea. singing this song for my sister Sinead, concerning the god-awful mess that she made when she told him her truth just as hard as she could. Her message profoundly was misunderstood. There's humans entrusted with guarding our goal, and humans in charge of the saving of souls, and humans responded all over the world, condemning that bald-headed brave little girl. And maybe she's crazy and maybe she ain't, but so was Picasso and so were the saints. And she's never been partial to shackles or chains. She's too old for breaking and too young to tame. It's asking for trouble to stick out your neck in terms of a target, a big silhouette. But some candles flicker and some candles fade, and some burn as true as my sister Sinead. Maybe she's crazy and maybe she ain't, but so was Picasso and so were the saints. And she's never been partial to shackles or chains. She's too old for breaking, too young to tame.